Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Yes? It is all right? Yes? This good. So, Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome you for this last session of today. The subject matter today is to chant in the Saviour Bhava. We will hear now a very transcendental pastime of Lord Krishna entering the city of Mathura, where he meets many devotees. Most of them, and they are all overjoyed and serve him in different ways, and we will hear this. But we will also meet someone who did not render service to Krishna and what he experienced. It's a very instructive leela. So we will start by chanting, but before we chant, I wanted to dedicate this kirtan to a soul who has just left his body. And who this is, we will hear from Bhakta Bjorn. Can you maybe give the... Yes, when someone leaves his body, he needs support because he may be in between worlds or just on his journey. And we will just, I thought, he is a grandfather of a devotee and he wished the devotee well in his last day. He must be a nice person. So let us dedicate this kirtan to the grandfather of Bhakta Bjorn. Hare Krishna. Hare. It's a melody from Manipur. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Haibo! Haibo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Haibo, haibo, haibo! Haibo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama.
Kaya Radha, Kanaya Lala Radha, Kanaya Lala Radha. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe.
We will hear about Krishna now. Remember, to sing Krishna's name and to remember his pastimes, that is what we learned from the great Kirtaniya Narada Muni. Krishna, hey, my team for the sound. Loud when I don't speak, soft when I speak. We are learning. Krishna had left Vrindavan, or so it seemed. He had received an invitation by the mighty King Kamsa for a wrestling match in Mathura. But this match was not really a match where the strength of the wrestlers should be shown for the pleasure of the king and the people of Mathura. It was a devilish plan of Kamsa to assassinate his arch enemy Krishna and Balaram. Krishna knew this, but Krishna had felt he should leave Vrindavan, remembering that Vasudev and Devaki were held prisoners by Kamsa, and that his mission was to annihilate the demons and take the burden from planet Earth. So he had gone with Nanda Maharaj and a few of his cowherd boyfriends from Vrindavan to Mathura and left Radha. We will now hear how Krishna entered the town of Mathura and how his devotees saw him. Because to see Krishna cannot be done through these eyes. If you want to understand something of Krishna, you have to see him through the eyes of his devotees. Because the eyes of Krishna's paramount devotees, means high devotees, are full of love. And only with eyes which are full of love can the Lord of love be recognized and seen. So we will now also leave Vrindavan, although this picture is so good that we just don't want to go to Mathura. Can't we have another pastime? This is an amazing picture I've never seen in my life. I think it is in Vrindavan. So, but still we will go to Mathura. My dear devotees, when we deal with Krishna, we must deal with his most captivating aspect of his Swarup, and that's his overwhelming beauty. Krishna's beauty is famous throughout the universe. In the Bhagavatam, it is said that anyone who saw Krishna only once could almost not move for 7 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, he was still standing. Thursday, Friday, no movement. Saturday, no movement. Sunday, no movement. Why are you not moving? Maybe Monday I can move. I still have Krishna in my heart, said the person who was so blessed with the darshan. So when Krishna entered Mathura, it was a festival of beauty which entered with him. The women hurried immediately to the roof of their mansions, eager to look at Krishna. And they were so eager, my dear devotees, that they forgot their bodies. That means they left their bathing arenas just by putting a chadar around themselves. Some of them quickly dressed but put the cloth all wrong on their bodies. Anchor belts came to the ears, earrings came to the fingers. Some had makeup only around one eye. Others had put the makeup on the top of the chin. Sukadev, the perfect renunciant, meditated on those women. The Bhagavatam, you must know, is not only about Krishna. It is very much about those who are madly in love with Krishna, like Narada Muni. Because, I would like to repeat it, to see Krishna through the eyes of those who are madly in love with Krishna is much more valuable than to see him directly. Because with these eyes which are not yet decorated with the premanjana, the ointment of love, we won't be able to see Krishna completely. So Krishna was passing on the road and he glanced up the roofs and he saw the women and he just smiled at them unrestrictedly, because he's the Lord of love and everyone, including everyone, all the residents of Vrindavan and Mathura and all of us here in this dark world are only his parts. Krishna, you must say, understand, was so beautiful that when he would pass in Vrindavan by some trees and buildings, the devotees who couldn't see him momentarily as he was covered by the trees or the buildings would become totally despondent and desperate because they couldn't see him any longer. Where's Krishna? Where's Krishna? He's coming. He's behind the tree, but he's walking. Even a blink of the eye was totally intolerable. The devotees became mad for Krishna. There is a song about Krishna's beauty. The song addresses the eyelash, you know, the eyelid. Is it called the eyelid? This is the lid, like the lid which is on the pot. This is covering the eyes. And is there for good reasons. It's a guard which protects the eye from dust and also from unbecoming sights. When you see something which you don't need to see or don't want to see, you appeal to the guard of your eye. You know, the chokidar, it's called in Sanskrit, the guard is chokidar. Now, you know, you just keep this side out of my eye and then the chokidar will close the eye. To closed, nothing comes in, no movie, no unbecoming sight. So there's a song to the chokidar. Chokidar means guard. O chokidar of my eyelid, why have you not closed when the greatest thief came? Why have you not closed the entrance? Krishna has come into my, through my eyes, into my heart, and he has stolen everything which I have, my heart. He's just stolen it. Why didn't you close the doors? Chokidar of my eyelid, I'm not highly satisfied with you. This is another way of saying, good that I could see Krishna and that he was stealing my eyelid. So imagine the scene. Krishna, who had just left Vrindavan, entered Mathura as the sun was in the western horizon. And he walked with the gait of a lordly elephant in rut, creating a festival for all those in Mathura. How does an elephant in rut walk? Doesn't walk very steady. Rut means when he is romantically inclined, isn't it? Yeah, it's his season. He walks, and he walks very slow. Krishna walks differently than you. Passionate, more passion. Around the corner, zoop. You know, Krishna walks. And as you look at Krishna, you're transported in another dimension. Sometimes he moves faster than you can see. The ladies looked at him and their faces bloomed up like lotus flowers which have been opened by the sunrise. They were closed so long because they lived in the capital of the demon and his people. And they just, as they looked at Krishna, they bloomed. And they couldn't contain themselves. They took flowers from somewhere and just showered a rain of flowers on Krishna and Balaram. They remembered the gopis and asked themselves what severe austerities the gopis must have performed in order to be able to regularly each day see Krishna as he walked through the streets of Vrindavan with all his cows into the forest of Vrindavan. They asked, what have they done? We see Krishna for the first time and we are totally satisfied. My dear devotees, imagine we would be like the ladies of Mathura. When the conch shell blows of Gopinath, we would just run out of our showers, cover ourselves quickly. Let's go, Kuvalashaya. Let's go. We want to see the Lord of Beauty, Gopinath, on his altar. Everyone would come running. Where is Gopinath? And we would beg the pujari, I'm giving you all my property, everything I have. Just that you open that curtain, please. That would be eagerness. That would be the quality to see the Lord. So as Lord Krishna was walking down the main street, and saw all the street crossings, gardens, protection walls, cavalry, and the chariots. He was in the big town. He thought in his heart, I'm now in the town. I should be dressed properly for the town. I'm here in my Vrindavan village dress. I should have a proper dress. I need to dress for the city.
Imagine the Lord who is served by millions of Lakshmis and who is the origin of all the tailors of the world now wants an outfit suitable for the town, giving the people of Mathura the opportunity to serve him in his dressing. Just as the Lord walked down the road, he saw a dhobi. Do you know what is a dhobi? Dhobi is a washerman, but this washerman was also a Ratnakara. Ratnakara means he was dying. Not dying in the sense of dying. He was dying. That means giving color to cloth. You know, for the king, Kamsa. So very humbly, the Lord asked him to kindly stop. The dhobi came and he had assistants, and they had donkeys with them. And on the donkeys, there were all these piles of, you know, nicely packed, nicely plated. They were coming home. See, in the old times, the dhobis would wash near the river. So it must have been at the Yamuna, bank of the Yamuna. They came from the bank of the Yamuna. The sun had dried the cloth of the king and this king, and then they had pressed them nicely. They looked really like Hugo Boss cloth, really extremely attractive. And Krishna very humbly said, I'm dressed so shabbily. Could you kindly give some suitable clothing for myself and my elder brother and for few, just for us, and no need to give to our friends? Krishna, the Lord who owns everything, became a beggar. The Lord must have thought, I just need a little dhoti and some chada and maybe a vest for the town, maybe a vest. You kindly give this charity. And he said, I will give you param shreya, wealth, health, and spiritual liberation. But the sinful washerman, who was influenced by the demon Kamsa because of serving him too much, he was the cloth man, the Hugo Boss of Kamsa, he exploded in rage, and with a loud voice, he said very harsh words to the Lord of Speech, which were most offensive. He attacked the Lord. How dare you? You are living in mountains and villages. Now you wish to dress like a king? Usually you have sticks and gamshas. Get out of here if you desire to stay alive. I'm not killing you now, but I'm ready to forgive you. However, if I inform the king's men what you wanted, they will tie you up, kill you, and steal all your possessions. You must know, Krishna hadn't come to Mathura for a few cloths of Kamsa. He just didn't want to take a few cloths of Kamsa. He wanted to take everything from Kamsa, including his life. And with a simple gesture, he was announcing his arrival. To say to someone, Marupati, I want your cloth, it means afterwards you are naked, as good as dead. So this is the way the Lord speaks. He wants the cloth of the king. He wants the king. Who had tortured his parents, Vasudev and Devaki, throwing them into prison. Who had killed the infant sons, his brothers. Who had killed many, many, many children who were born because he was thinking one of them is Krishna, one of the newborn is Krishna. He wanted now to treat Kamsa from his deadly disease of enviousness of Krishna. As Krishna looked at the washermen, he saw a terrible scene. He saw how in many lives before, this same washerman had been the cause of his separation from his beloved wife Sita. This washerman had been there in Ram Leela, and when one night Lord Ram came to inspect the city incognito, this same washerman had spoken in a way so that Ram separated from Sita. The washerman had said to his wife, "Get out of this house." "I said, get out of this house. I am not like the King Ram, who accepts a woman who has been in another man's house. This is the end of our relationship. I'm not handpicked like Ram." So Ram thought, this is how the people think about Sita, that she was with another man. And this is how they think about me. If they are envious about me, how can they benefit? So in that evening, he decided to send Sita away into the forest. This washerman, with his offensive mentality and tongue, had hurt Lord Krishna when he was Rama. Now again this demon attacked Krishna with harsh words, threatening that he would report him to the hangman of the king, and then that his life would be taken. So Krishna took his hand and touched him with the front of his hand, and immediately the head of the washerman came off his shoulders and dropped down to the ground. Clung. The assistants of the washerman with their donkeys became totally afraid, and being well trained by having seen how people die, they all ran in the 10 directions, thinking if Krishna comes after one, he will kill that one, but he will not find us, we will be somewhere else. So they ran, and the donkeys ran everywhere, and the cloth came all over. The exquisite dress of the king was lying in the dust. Why did Krishna kill the washerman? He wanted to give Kamsa the message, "I'm here to take everything away from you and make you clothless." And he remembered, that's the second reason, the previous identity of the washerman, and showed him mercy. My dear devotees, you have heard it correctly. He showed him mercy. If Krishna would have been angry at the washerman and upset and wanted now to take revenge like we do when someone offends us, and we make a plan to in some way revenge, no? Not, he would not have touched him and delivered him from his material life and gave him liberation from the torturous cycle of birth and death. Imagine, just imagine, someone is a deadly enemy. Would you wish him the highest benefit for him to be free from birth and death, and to be immersed in the bliss of you know what it means to be in Brahman? Huh? No, you think he should suffer. At least I give him a bad word and call him idiot. Krishna gave him the highest blessing. A blessing which is the only form in which demons can take his blessings. By his hand. And then they are out of the disease. Then Krishna looked at the cloth and he started to pick a yellow cloth which was very shining, and and put it on, because this yellow cloth reminded him of someone. Could you imagine of whom this yellow cloth? Who? Radha, you know everything. Yes. And Balaram took blue cloth, and then they took some other cloth, and they went to a tailor, the best of the tailor. This tailor had heard about everything. There was news which spread like wildfire. And he immediately, very quickly, with his assistance, was happily saying, "My Lord, you have come and given us an opportunity." And he made beautiful ornaments. And he also made ornaments of cloth, which would be soft on Krishna's body, because Krishna would wrestle. And if Krishna would have had iron ornaments and wrestle, that would have created some discomfort. So it was cloth ornaments which the tailor made. Yeah. It's important to note, and I want to say this again, that Krishna up till now had been dressed in the simple dress of a cowherd boy, but now he was in another mission and he needed decorations. But he still remembered, "Oh, I'm a Mathura. Yes, I need to now start my mission to deliver the demons from the earth." But he remembered so much Vrindavan, and his favorite ornaments in Vrindavan were nice flower garlands. Does Krishna have flower garlands there? Very good. It is a favorite ornament. So he remembered that there was one devotee. His name is Sudama. Su means wonderful and Dharma means garland. Sudama made wonderful garlands. Different flowers surrounded the house of Sudama. And when Krishna saw these flowers, he was reminded of Vrindavan. When Sudama saw the two transcendental brothers, he bowed down with his head on the ground and gave them a seat and immediately some flower garlands which he had made ready, which were just ready. And he welcomed all the boys and with great emotion said, "Oh my Lord, my birth is now sanctified and my entirely family, including my forefathers and grandfathers, are freed from all contamination. Bhakta Bhyan, don't be disturbed. If you become a devotee, your forefather will also be blessed. What to speak of your grandfather?" With his own hand, Sudama came forward, saw the beautiful lotus feet of the Lord, and massaged the feet, and then gave the feet a bath. And with great emotion, he said, "Oh my Lord, my birth is now sanctified. You have liberated all my forefathers from the influence of their previous activities." Lord Krishna immediately interrupted him and said, "Sudama, you have praised me that I have delivered all your forefathers, but how do you know this is true?" Sudama could see that this is Krishna, Balaram, and he answered, "You two lords are the ultimate cause of the entire universe. You have descended now to give everyone your blessing. You look at everyone," Sudama said, "with an unbiased vision. No one is your friend and no one is your enemy. It may appear that you are harsh to someone, but that is only our perspective. Let us look at this wisdom. Imagine the sun rises and helps the lotus flower to blossom. Does this mean the sun is kind to the lotus flower and is not kind to the blind man who doesn't see the sun? No, the blind man cannot see because of his own disease. And the lotus flower can receive the sun because of its own ability. My dear devotee, decide, do you want to be a blind man who cannot receive the sun rays of Krishna? Or do you want to be someone who can receive Krishna? And if you want to receive Krishna, serve Him, serve Him, serve Him. The sun is not partial to anyone. It manifests the same light to all. Then Sudama asked his wife to help him make the most first-class garlands, because, yes, he had offered garlands to Krishna, but these were garlands which were handy. And now his wife and the whole family was just going, catching the flowers, making garlands, finally garlanding Krishna Balaram with a very super first-class garland each. Then they paid their obeisances, and Krishna said, Sudama, you have given me these wonderful garlands, and they remind me of a place I don't want to forget. Asked for a blessing. Sudama said something. Imagine, my dear devotees, Krishna would appear to you and ask you for a blessing. What would you ask him for? Have you ever thought about this? Would you ask Krishna? He comes, it says, any blessing you wish. For sure you would not ask him for something which is small, like a meal or when you are hungry. Or you wouldn't ask him to help you solve some trouble with the bank. When I was a little boy, I always thought about these things. I was very God conscious when I was a little boy. I always thought, I was sitting on my tree. I like to sit on the tree where I could think, because no one knew where I was. It was a very high tree. I was sitting and thinking. And then I thought, well, if God comes and appears before me, I would ask him for a magical wand. You know what it is, a magical wand? Zauberstab. Because then I would not have one desire fulfilled, I would have every desire fulfilled, because I would keep the stick, the magical stick. And I would then let me have a palace, let me have a swimming pool, let me have new shoes, let me win when I wrestle with my friend Lawrence, oops. So I was thinking like this, a little bit materialistic, to be quite honest. But listen what Sudama requested. And again, try to see through the eyes of a devotee. Sudama chose three blessings. Achalam Bhaktim Sohadam and Bhuteshusha Dayamparam. First desire is, Sudama said, I want unshakable devotion for you, Krishna. Unshakable devotion is, even if something happens, some health issue or some unexpected change in life, he wanted that his devotion remains unshakable and uninfluenced. The second, what he wanted, is something which also Parikshit Maharaj asked for at the end of his life. Sohadam, friendship with Krishna's devotees. That is the second desire which Sudama had. I want my friends, I want to have friendly relationships with Krishna. And the next is also what Parikshit Maharaj wanted. Bhuteshu cha dhayam param means compassion for all living beings. I want to be able to look with a friendly eye on all living beings, with a compassionate eye. These are the standard desires of devotees. So Sudama had not asked really for anything material, but because Krishna was so pleased, especially after that scene where a demon had just attacked him with words, and where Krishna could only give him his blessings in the form of liberation. Krishna thought, Sudama, you have only asked for spiritual things, but I want to give you something material also, as you are in this world. This is Krishna. If Krishna wants to bless us, he sees the whole person. Krishna said, I give you strength, means healthy body, strong body, long life, beauty, and for all your family which will come in the future, you know, you have children and they will have children, they will all have no worries about financial income. They will be prosperous. Then Krishna and his elder brother took his leaves. My dear devotees, all of Krishna's pastimes are Leela, but especially in places outside of Vrindavan, they are teaching us lessons. The lesson is that Sudama gave so little, a few flower garlands to Krishna Balaram, yet he got so much, unshakable devotion, friendly relations to the devotees, a heart full of compassion, free from enviousness, and then a long, healthy life, even no problems in this material life. It is said that devatas take as much from the worshippers as a bal fruit, this is a certain fruit, and give back as much as a mustard seed. The fruit is this big, they give back this, it's like a mustard seed. Humans take from you a mountain and return as much as a mustard seed. More, give me more. But the Supreme Lord is different. Even if you give him as much as a mustard seed, very small, he will give you a mountain back. He's so much inclined to give his devotees. Remember Sudama, how little he gave to Krishna. Do you remember? Just a little broken chip rice. And Krishna gave him everything. He gave him a palace. And what was maybe more important for us devotees, he gave him a devotional mind so that he used all his properties in Krishna's service and didn't become illusioned by wealth and prosperity and turn away from Krishna. Krishna is like this. When you serve him a little bit, and that's the motto of the day, with devotion, if you chant his holy name, he will think, this person is mine. I must protect him. He is mine. There's a relationship. My dear devotees, Krishna is so wonderful. Don't hold back. Give to Krishna, and you will see that everything will increase in your life. Learn especially to give him the chanting of the holy name, your attention. Love starts with attention, no? Love starts with giving attention to someone and his needs and how he is. Give him, don't be shy, don't hold back. He is such a wonderful Lord. Our Lord is most wonderful. We learn here, and this was my message for the day, that the real life is in serving the Lord. Just like the leaves are automatically satisfied When water is given to the root of a tree, in the same way the living entity is always satisfied by directly serving Krishna. This, we have to be a little bit bold. We think and a little bit different and a little bit courageous and a little bit, I guess, risk-taking, because we think, let me take care of my needs, no? And then I will serve something Krishna. I will give to Krishna. But when you learn to think differently, no, I will serve Krishna first. I don't care now that I don't want to eat. I want to do my service. I want to create this. I want to serve Krishna's devotees. When you think like this, learn to think like this, first a little bit, then more, because you will like to think like this, you will see how everything is taken care. You have enough money, you have enough health, what you need to do your service. You have enough love in your heart. You have enough friends. You even get visas. I'm reading this in the Dumna Maharaj's diary, you know, where everyone gets always a visa. But someone who decides, no, let me not serve Krishna. Let me just live my little cubicle life. You know, I'm just a little bit like in the Bhagavatam it says, like a bee who goes into the beehive in his little hole. Let me establish my little hole and just stick a little bee nectar pollen here, and I eat from this, and I live there, and I sleep there, and I die there in this little hole, and I don't mind if other bees are there and sting me as long as I have my hole. You are dead, even now. The Bhagavatam says, what happens with someone who doesn't serve Krishna? First, they talk about the person who likes to dress himself and be wealthy. The head decorated with a turban and a crown, which does not bow down to Krishna, is simply a heavy weight, which will drown the person in the ocean of samsara. The hands which do not make offerings to the Lord may be decorated with glittering golden bangles, but they are like the hands of a dead person. The eyes which do not see the form of the Lord in the temple are like the eyes on a peacock feather. And the legs which do not move to the holy places like Vrindavan are considered to be like tree trunks. You know, the tree is rooted to a ground, and these tree trunks will be cut by the Yamadutas. And that person who has not at any time received the dust of the feet of the Lord's pure devotees. Yes, it's very dramatic, this. And that person who does not at any time receive the dust of the feet of the Lord's pure devotees upon his head, he is certainly a dead body. And it goes on and gone. And first, different parts of the body are criticized when they don't engage in the service, starting with the head and the hands and the legs, you know. And then the whole person is criticized in the Bhagavatam if he doesn't serve. It says, especially the internal nature of a person is criticized. That heart, you know, there's the internal nature, which does not transform on hearing the names of the Lord in kirtan, is made of iron. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, that heart which doesn't melt in kirtan, because you're not chanting with the heart, is like a fish hook. Fish hook is made of iron. It is hard and it is crooked. It is bent a little bit. Crooked heart. The heart should chant in a service spirit with love for Krishna, and or at least as a, in the beginning state, with attention for Krishna. And then something will happen. This ends this katha of Krishna entering Mathura. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai, jai jai Sri Radhe. Oh, when you hear this whole katha, I'm just preparing it. Now I have a good example. My god brother Radha Govinda Maharaj has spoken about it, and so I'm hearing it and digesting it and putting it in my own way. One day we will just hear Krishna katha. I'm preparing this for the Swiss summer camp, but most of you will not be able to enjoy because es ist in der deutschen Sprache. It will be in the German language, not in the English. But it was very good, and I really wish to do one retreat where we just chant, just sing Krishna's name, and just hear about Krishna. That's the best. That's the best. Ranga Devi has also informed me this morning that this is the best. Yes, yes, this is the best. Then we will do this and become happy. Yes, we are right in time. We will just sing very briefly. And as we sing, please try to remember Krishna's pastime, what you have heard, maybe his beauty, maybe how he walks past the trees, maybe how he entered Mathura and how the devotees all ran to see him. Maybe if you are a little bit like the strong action, how he was wanting to dress in a suitable way for the town, and how this unfortunate washer, or this fortunate washerman, let's not see it wrongly, and maybe how Sudama was there, and how he was so surprised. Krishna comes in the door, he's worshipping Krishna, he is a deity of Krishna. Suddenly Krishna walks in the door, and he just says, Krishna is there. Devi, his wife, let's get the garlands, and garlanding Krishna. Think like this. Remember Krishna and sing his holy name. This is very suitable for bhakti. It's very good. The real Vrindavan melody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yes. So we will sing just very briefly, a few minutes, and then I will make the concluding announcements for the day and the orientation for tomorrow, which you need to know, and then we will continue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Haibo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhu Para, Prabhu Para, Prabhu Para, Chila Prabhu Para. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Radha, Kanaya Lala Radha, Kanaya Lala Radha.
Let me thank you very, very much, and let me joyfully congratulate you. This was your third full day. We have two more full days to go. If you kindly look back, another R has appeared. This R stands for rendering service. Rendering is something like offering service. Huh? Rendering service. It's an old English way to say, which was used by Srila Prabhupada, render devotional service. So this was the theme of today's day. You have done excellently well. Very, very nice how you have sat and participated in the kirtans and how you gave your attention, although I can see that some of you are getting a little bit, it's a lot what we hear, and it's a lot what we, these are things which move us naturally. Normally, we would do now a pause, but we have one day, we made it a little briefer. In some of the retreats, I really feel it's good to have a pause. And the way we do it in this retreat, the pause factor is, we will have tomorrow an interesting day ahead of us. We will have the morning lecture at 8 o'clock, like always, and then the treasure box, the Kirtan treasury box at 11 o'clock. But then afterwards, and I will try to make it a little bit shorter, then we will have the two sessions, afternoon sessions and evening session. We will have it in a special way. We will bring them together by doing a Naam Yakya. We will just sing from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and I'm a person who's used to go to midnight and beyond, but we won't do that. We will stop at 8 o'clock so that you can arrange your day accordingly. I personally consider this Naam Yakya to be something where you will really prepare yourself and your heart for the gift. The gift which you will receive on the last day towards the evening. Transcendental gift. It's not given from us. You will see what it is. Something will come from above. At least I hope and I pray. And we need to prepare the ground a little bit. See, in the Japa retreats, we have one day, it's called the 64 rounds day, where we chant 64 rounds, and it's really a day, a deep day, an intense day. And what participants always say, that after this day, they say, after this day, my whole life is no longer the same. Something has entered into my life. Something very strong and very much present, very, very almost forceful, because not all of the participants are used to chant 64 rounds, and so on. And for the Kirtan retreat, we have thought, we will sing for 4 hours, and I really wish to encourage you to plan your time that you can be present from 4 to 8 o'clock. All the way through. Of course, there are bathroom use is good and is allowed and so on, and if anyone dies, we can he can lie down here I want to say it's good to. I think once in Radha Day someone died in a kirtan, isn't it? Yes. Sorry. Bhakta Paul died in Kirtan. It was very auspicious. It went very fast. I think he, in the Kirtan, he laid down for his departure. He raised his arms even. He raised his arms and then went on the... And then jumped up and died.
glorious as Bhakta Paul. Yes. So, anyways, this is just, this won't happen, don't worry. but I really request all of you to really make time, even if this means you will have to miss the morning session, although we would love to have you here. But this from 4 to 8 is really, you wouldn't like to miss that. That's really where you want to be. Absolutely, make sure that you're absolutely there. That I recognize for some of us, we are also not accustomed to chant for 4 hours in kirtan. In our temples, we have short kirtans, 20 minutes or so. It will be a sitting down kirtan. Of course, those who wish to dance are free to dance, but it is, the main thing is to really go through what we have learned a little bit in that kirtan. We can't go through everything because the next day we will have another important learning day. So tomorrow, that is what I wish to say. It's a different format, and that will help us a little bit to rearrange our subtle body. You know, it's not the same thing happening. So it will create. So please go in when you go to rest. Have that in mind. 4 to 8 o'clock tomorrow is the most important part of my day tomorrow. Good. Otherwise, please avail yourself of the beautiful forests, of the beautiful place, of the wonderful darshan of Gopinath, the association of devotees, and also take sufficient rest in all of this, so that you will create a good base of concentration and attention for what is yet to come. I wish you a wonderful good night, and I see you most properly all again at 8 o'clock in the morning, when we will talk about the theme of the day. As you leave the place here, please don't forget to take your summary sheet. Syama Sakhi is already there, I see, so she will give you the summary sheet, and you can take this, and please look over the summary sheet just so that you have the essential teachings of the day, that you review it again a little bit. Thank you very much. Good night, and Hare Krishna. Yeah.